faith and repentance. Repentance, again, is very easy. It's turning. It's turning to live for Jesus rather than self. Just like faith. Easy concept to get. Don't make it complex. It's a turning from one thing to another. This used to be my favorite hobby. Woodworking. This is make-believe illustration. Woodworking never used to be my favorite hobby. But now I do not like woodworking anymore. Now I like building model airplanes. Different hobby. A change. A turn. I'll give you, just for comical reasons, I'll give you a food one. This used to be my favorite food when I was growing up. I loved it. Now I'm older. I hate it. I can't stand it. Now this is my favorite food. Repentance, just like faith, is very, very simple. Simple gospel. Simple gospel of free grace. You turn from not loving God to loving God. You turn from devoting your life to sin and not caring about it to I'm grieved by my sin and I don't want to live in sin. I used to not believe in Jesus. Now I've turned and I believe in Jesus. Very simple. We turn from who we used to be. We trust in Jesus Christ that he is the sin bearer, not just checking a box and saying, yes, I agree. Jesus Christ is a sin bearer. No, in your heart saying he is my sin bearer. He took my guilt. He received my punishment. He died in my place. It's free grace. But in a spiritual sense, it costs everything because it costs your heart. It costs your whole existence. That I'm not going to live for the world anymore. No matter what my friends say, no matter what my family says, no matter what the crazy, absurd, fallen culture and society says, I'm living for Christ. That's repentance. That's faith. You must be convicted in your heart that you are a sinner, but your heart must be converted to find a settled rest in Christ. Another word for faith is confidence. You must have a sure confidence, Christ, you are my Savior. You died for my sins. You give me eternal life. You, Jesus, are God's grace to me, and without you, I have no hope. It's simple. It's personal. It's in the heart. It's surrendering the whole of your life to Jesus Christ to not only see, but receive God's grace in Christ. Being near saved people doesn't make you saved. You must come to Jesus. You must come to Jesus.